AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Danish Foreign Minister Lars Løkke Rasmussen says President Trump will not achieve his aims in Greenland by putting pressure on Europe.
It is not easy when we wake up every morning to new threats. Please convey that message to the president. And therefore, for a second, I thought, nah, we have managed not to solve the problem, but to find a pathway forward. It was disrupted by the statement from the president, and that's a reality of life.
The president has threatened tariffs against Europe if countries do not go along with his plans to take over Greenland. In a letter to Norway's prime minister, the president linked his aggressive stance on Greenland to last year's decision not to award him the Nobel Peace Prize. The Norwegian government is not involved in the Nobel Peace Prize. There was ICE-related tension at a church.
In Minnesota, a group of protesters disrupt Sunday services at City's church in St. Paul, where one of the pastors, David Easterwood, apparently also heads the local ICE office. In a Facebook live stream on Black Lives Minnesota by Speak MPLS, protesters chant ICE out and justice for Renee Good as a different pastor tells them, shame on you, this is a house of God. Easterwood is listed on the church's site as a pastor and also appears in official court records as acting director of ICE's St. Paul office. The DOJ says it's investigating and any violations of federal law would be prosecuted. One protester tells the AP, when you have a local ICE leader who's also a pastor, we can't sit back idly and watch people go and be led astray. I'm Julie Walker.
The EU's executive arm, Russia, Belarus, and Thailand, say they've been asked to join President Trump's Board of Peace that will supervise the next phase of the Gaza peace plan. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Worshippers and tourists flocked to celebrate Ethiopia's Coptic Epiphany.
Commemorating the baptism of Jesus Christ by John the Baptist, it's an important religious holiday, nearly as significant as Easter and Christmas. Joyful events are held across the country, and particularly at Batu, drawing thousands of pilgrims who enter the lake waters after priests bless them, symbolically reenacting baptism and embracing the festival's themes of purification, renewal, and faith. George James from Italy was in the thick of it.
I'm impressed by the beauty of the place, the mood, the vibes. You can feel it. You can have an experience of this lake, these people, the celebration. What you're celebrating is amazing.
TimCat was inscribed by the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization as an intangible cultural heritage of humanity. I'm Charles de la Tasma.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.